We're back on the record.
Okay, the time.
It is 9:12 a.m.
For OPA.
For the hearing of OPA PA 17-009, Cortec International versus the Department of Public Works.
Okay. So now that we're back on the record, Ms. Tang, Mr. Keeler, as we discussed, the formal hearing for this matter, we're scheduling December the 20th to the 22nd. Are there any problems with those dates?
None,
thank you.
None, okay. And how are those 3 days going to be adequate time, Ms. Tang, for you to present your case? And Mr. Keeler, for you to present your case?
Yes.
The government won't require much time.
Okay, how many witnesses do you plan on calling, Ms. Tang?
I think in our case, probably three.
Three witnesses. And have you been in discussions with Mr. Keeler as to who those witnesses are?
Not yet.
Okay, well, I will be after this hearing. Now that we have the formal hearing dates, I'll be submitting a scheduling order, which will give dates and times for the parties to submit their witness list, their exhibit list, so on and so forth. Before we proceed, so what is the likelihood of settlement in this matter? Have the parties engaged in settlement negotiations at all?
No, not yet. But I think that certainly on the client level, I understand there have been some discussions. I've not been involved directly in those discussions. We are certainly, on behalf of my client, very interested in always pursuing some of the discussions. And be assured that in the event that we do reach settlement discussions, we'll notify you as early as we can.
All right, because we're going to, even if the parties are engaged in settlement negotiations, we're still going to have to proceed until we're advised by the parties that some settlement has been reached, and hopefully that'll be well before. Now my point is, before we expend government resources to hold the formal hearing, if the parties are going to settle, I simply ask once again that that be done, not at the 11th hour, but a reasonable time for us to not go through the expense of getting the government witnesses here or setting all this up. And,
of course.
That's all I hope. Okay?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Keeler, do you have something to say?
Yes. As noted, Mr. Leon Guerrero and Cortec President have been in communication. DPW anticipates submitting a proposed settlement of both cases probably first thing tomorrow morning.
Okay. Well, that's good. But
and I think there's a strong likelihood of settlement.
Okay. But like I said, we are going to proceed unless we're notified by the parties.
Understood.
As if there is no settlement. We just ask that before we schedule all this once again the same morning, if you're going to settle, make sure you give us an adequate warning, and we don't show up here and we're all in the government's dime to follow me for an unnecessary hearing if we schedule. Going down the list, so this is the, we also had a motion filing deadline. The motion filing deadline was it was supposed to be Friday. It does say November the 6th. So that anomaly, we'll give it the latest date. November the 6th at 5 o'clock today will be the motion filing deadline. I don't believe we have any motions filed to date, is that correct?
I think you have 17-09.
Oh, maybe I do have 009. I apologize.
Yes.
It was Friday?
Yes, the government filed a motion for summary judgment.
All right. And long, Mr. Keeler, do you think it would take you to argue your motion for summary judgment?
15 minutes.
We are proposing to hold a hearing on your motion for summary judgment on the 13th of December. We'll do that first and go into the formal hearing for the other Cortez case thereafter. Any problem with that date and time?
No problem.
Unless you would like me to, I will issue a briefing schedule if the parties would like. We don't have to have a hearing on the matter. I could basically decide it on the record. Would you like a formal hearing, Mr. Keeler?
The government doesn't require a formal hearing.
Okay. Ms. Tang, would you like a hearing on the motion?
I'd like to reserve the right to have a formal hearing.
Okay. So in my briefing schedule will include a hearing on the motion for December the 13th at 9 a.m.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I have, if I may, on the witnesses, and I just think I should bring it up now, if that's fine. I think that we don't anticipate, certainly for Cortex's case, we don't anticipate a prolonged hearing, because I think the issue is quite narrow. We do, however, think that we will require this is, of course, subject to Mr. Keeler's, DPW's response on this. We would be calling Rochelle Takara, Federal Highway, Rochelle Takara. So if DPW will produce her, that's fine. Otherwise, we might require a subpoena.
Well, I'll leave you, as you haven't submitted your witness list, which you've stated earlier, I'll just ask Mr. Keeler, is there any problem with producing Ms. Takara?
I would have to check with her. She's a Federal Highway Administration. She resides in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. So I don't know about her availability.
All right. But if she's going to appear, then essentially you're going to have to make, that's the other issue, is if she's outside of our jurisdiction, be a bit problematic in terms of subpoena, but if she wants to voluntarily appear, you would have to make the arrangements for her to appear via either telephonic or through video conferencing.
All right, thank you.
And I think we've done that before in these cases.
Yes.
Correct.
Thank you.
All right, going down the list, before we begin, are there any other issues the parties need to raise at this time?
None.
So the parties discussed the formulation and simplification of issues.
No, we have not yet.
Okay, I encourage the parties to do so. Likewise, in your discussions, I asked the parties basically discuss the possibility of obtaining admissions of facts and documents so that we can avoid prolonged issues of proof and the authenticity of documents. Concerning the evidence, do the parties require any advance rulings by me at this time?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, is there any of the any parts of the record that are in dispute as to their authenticity?
No.
Not that I'm aware of.
All right. We've already discussed a bit about Lisa identification of one witness. Always, in terms of the exhibits, merely, you don't need to put the whole procurement record as your exhibit. Merely identify and mark for as an exhibit those parts of the procurement record you intend on showing to a witness. Okay. So, of course, everything that I believe we have a very extensive procurement record, once again. I believe it's 5 boxes. Is that what it's up to? 3 to 5 boxes, something like that.
I don't think it's as big as the GPA. We had 20 binders.
Okay, but we do have your procurement record. It is extensive, so and essentially that is the record. So just ask once again, narrow down. Go ahead, Mr. Keeler.
If I could point out, the procurement record hasn't been submitted. The procurement is not at issue. What we've submitted is the entire contractual documents from the signing of the contract.
Okay.
That's for 1710.
But I think the statute requires the procurement record. Am I correct?
That is correct. The entire procurement record must be submitted. Okay, has that been done yet?
Has not been done. I will make sure it's supplemented.
It has been done in the... The boxes is the bridge case.
Yeah, I think.
Row 10, yeah.
That's correct.
But this is 9.
Yes.
This is 9.
Just one.
This is 9, not 10.
Correct. In 9, the record's there.
It's already there, yeah, it is.
My apologies.
There's no way that that massive documents can be anything but the procurement. But I'll go through it again. And of course, Ms. Tang, if you think anything is missing, please bring that to the attention of...
So just to be clear, DPW will be supplementing the procurement record for 009 in this case.
No, they say they've already submitted the procurement record.
I thought that was for 10.
No.
No, they said the contractual documents were for
10.
Okay.
Because that's a contractual...
I will go to see if there's anything.
Okay. And I'll allow you, Ms. Tang, if you think there's anything missing or it should be there, I'll give you leeway in terms of a motion on that, in that regard. Okay, we've already discussed the, and of course I will be issuing a scheduling order with all the filing deadlines for the witness list, exhibit list, and the pre-hearing briefs. We've already discussed the disposition of pending motions. Do we need to adopt any special procedures to manage any potentially difficult or protracted actions or complex issues? I think we've already discussed that one witness we might have to take either telephonically. Are there any other issues like that?
That's the only one I'm aware of.
All right. We're estimating at least 2 days for this case at a minimum. I know we scheduled 3, but I'm estimating 2.
I think that's a fair estimate.
All right.
But if settlement occurs,
we will notify you as soon as possible.
No problem. All right. And are there any other matters that we need to discuss that might facilitate the just, speedy, and inexpensive disposition of this act?
None.
Okay. So I'll issue the scheduling order and the notice of formal hearing shortly after this hearing. And we are off the record at my watch 9:37.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.